Peter Ryan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Nicole.
In fact, you're now Minister for Emergency Management, I understand.
Impending is the best way to put it. The legislative change needs to formally be made, but that will be done as one of our initiatives early next year, and it will become the ministerial role will be police and emergency management.
Peter Ryan, this isn't just about changing titles, is it?
Far from it. Far, far from it. I suppose the best example to give is that one of our primary initiatives will be to establish the State Crisis and Resilience Council. Now, it's a bit of a mouthful, but it will comprise the representatives from the 11 government departments and will be chaired by the Secretary of Department, Premier and Cabinet. And on that also will be the Chief Commissioner of Police, representative of the Municipal Association of Victoria, Chief Executive Officer of the new organisation we are creating, which is Emergency Management Victoria, together with the Emergency Management Commissioner. Now, they will comprise that entity. It will have three subcommittees, which basically deal with preparations required, particularly to give Victorian communities a bigger involvement and instil resilience. Secondly, to fight the event whenever it is there, be it fire, flood or otherwise. And thirdly, the recovery process after the event. Now, those four committees, they will replace about 44 existing committees. We will have a much more streamlined and effective and efficient mechanism whereby we manage emergency management in Victoria, and I think it will work well. We think it will work very, very well, and it will be a wonderful thing to have in place.
Haven't we already got a fire services commissioner, an emergency services commissioner? Is this another commissioner to manage catastrophe in the state?
No. The role of the fire services commissioner was created after the Royal Commission, and all credit to the former government for doing it. And the Fire Services Commissioner, Craig Lapsley, continues to do an absolutely wonderful job in his role. But his role will be rolled into that of the Emergency Management Commissioner. And the difference is this, Nicole. At the moment, Craig Lapsley's role, that of the Fire Services Commissioner, by definition entails the fire services. Now, in addition to them, the State Emergency Service agreed to and volunteered to be part of his program under the reform plan that he is oversighting as part of his legislated responsibility. But the other events that otherwise occur in Victoria, they fall outside his purview. And at the moment, there is, under the Emergency Management Act, a first responder, as it's termed, defined under Part 7 of the Emergency Management Act, who otherwise becomes the person responsible in the first instance for that event. And so if the bridge fell down tomorrow again at over the river, we'd have it would not be Craig Lapsley who would be appointed to that task. If we had another explosion at Longford, God forbid, as we did in 98, it would not be Craig Lapsley appointed to that task. Under this new regime, this new commissioner fulfilling this new role would be the person running the whole show, whether it is fire or flood, as Craig Lapsley now accommodates, or whether it's any other form of problem, such as a pandemic, extraordinary heat wave, the bridge coming down again, Longford event, whatever it might be. You've got one person in the form of the commissioner who would be oversighting the way in which the whole thing is run, and he, using he as the expression for this conversation, he would appoint a state controller to be directly in charge of the management of that particular event, but he would sit over the top of it and have oversight of the whole event.
The opposition has welcomed the overhaul but says that the new management body won't make up for the funding cuts to the state's fire services. Surely if you really wanted to help the fire services, they'd be $66 million better off instead of worse off.
Well, that's a nonsensical statement. The CFA is operating under its second largest budget in its history, far in excess of that which the former Labor government made available to the organisation.
It still had to absorb $66 million worth of cuts, though.
Well, the CFA, 41, the MFB, 25, so between them, 65. But they are hundreds of millions of dollars in their respective budgets. And as I say, the CFA's budget is the second largest in its history, and we've had this conversation many times, Nicole, because the chief officers of the respective organisations have absolutely made it utterly clear there is no impact upon the frontline capacity to fight fire, and such is in fact the case.
And that's why they're incredulous, because they say, how can you remove $66, $65 million from these two services and then contend that there is no impact on frontline services?
Well, it's another discussion that we've had before many times, Nicole. I mean, I'm happy to have it again, completely apart from today's announcement.
These are the arguments that they continue to put up when you make these announcements.
Well, the two issues are absolutely unrelated. The white paper is the result of recommendations out of the Bushfire Royal Commission, the flood review undertaken by Neil Comrie, the green paper we issued last year, the 93 submissions we received in relation to it, an enormous amount of work that's gone in from a variety of people over the course of this last 12-odd months. And I think it's a wonderful, wonderful outcome. The budgetary issues, as I've said a moment ago, have been spoken to many times by the chief officers of those respective organisations, both CFA and MFB, and by the chief executive officers of those respective organisations. They've made the position very clear, and that has not changed. You don't have to hear it from me. They are the ones in the best position to know, and that is the advice they have given repeatedly to you with respect and to others.
Peter Ryan, thank you as always for your time.
Pleasure.
Peter Ryan is the Deputy Premier and Minister for Emergency Services until he becomes Minister for Emergency Management in the not too distant future.